Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Back to school, Bill Bartee, lots of things going on.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe, Don, how fast does summer go by?
It was about a week. About a week long.
And we do work in the unofficial seasons here on the Carolina Outdoors. We do know that it is August, and we still have plenty of summertime available. But, Don, you mentioned those words, those three words, back to school. And you don't have to be a student to have back to school affect you. Traffic changes.
Oh, yeah. Lots of parents are glad to see it happen.
Parents, grandparents may not be glad that it's happening because maybe you don't get to spend as much time with those grandchildren that you enjoyed spending time with in the summer. So it's a complete gear shift. And as many of the colleges, students heading off to college is taking place, as well as kids in primary schools preparing for school, or maybe they've already started. The big yellow buses are hitting the road, and it switches gears up just a little bit. And we recognize that here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as over at Jesse Brown's, where Don Yeager and Bill Bartee, that's where we hang our hat as the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. And this time of year, we notice it especially because we have plenty of new day packs and book bags that show up, and these are the good kind of book bags and day packs for kids to load them up with all the books and guaranteed to make straight A's all the way through medical school.
That's right, absolutely. And what kind of warranty is that on those A's?
Check the fine
it's
print.
A tail light guarantee.
That's right. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. A couple of, as you mentioned, a busier time of the year, because as we come back from the vacations that we've been on, the sleeping late on certain days that we've been maybe doing, we do have things that are popping up, including football season. And over at Jesse Brown's on Saturday, August 31st, we're going to have a little bit of a tailgate party. So I don't know if everybody has this checked off, but it's the kickoff season. And here in Charlotte, we're going to have the Belk kickoff game, and it's featuring two Carolina teams. Fittingly, here on the Carolina Outdoors, we're going to talk about the Gamecocks from the University of South Carolina, who are going to come up here to Charlotte to take on the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. It's a 3:30 game. So what's that mean at Jesse Brown's over in South Park? We're going to bring in some greens, hot dogs, have some drinks from 11 to 3 or so. We'll be playing some of the area football games on the big screen. You're welcome to stop by, shop around, and join some Labor Day clearance, as well as a green hot dog and soda.
So who you calling on that game, Gamecocks or Tar Heels?
Wow, what a big question to bring forth. So the SEC, University of South Carolina Gamecocks, are looking like they're going to be a really good team for sure. But the ACC Tar Heels have brought back the old ball coach, Mack Brown. Don't want to get it confused with the old ball coach of the Gamecocks that they had, Steve Spurrier. But Mack Brown is the new football coach, the new old football coach there at the University of North Carolina. So a lot of people are excited about that and think that the Tar Heels are going to have a great season with the new administration, if you will.
Avoiding the question, who do you think is going to win?
I think those Gamecocks might get them.
Okay, there it is.
I think those Gamecocks might get them, but I think it's going to be a good game.
All righty.
And what do I know? Hey, so join in, Jesse Brown's. We're going to have that August 31st. If you miss that one, the ever-popular Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's is going to be taking place September 19th. That's a two-hour event that happens on that Thursday night from 6 o'clock. It ends just before 8 o'clock. We'll have some food, drinks, snacks on hand, and three 20-minute stories available for you. So come hear your neighbor's adventure at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. That's always been a big time. Don, we got a big program on tap, I guess, for the Carolina Outdoors, whether you listen to us via podcast or early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT. one of which we're going to talk to the North Carolina Maritime Museum representative out in Beaufort,
North Carolina. All right, a pirate's life for me.
You got that right. The other, we're going to talk to Robin Gribble from Carolina Paws. We're going to find out about pet animal adoption and that sort of thing, dogs, cats, birds, and I think they delve into any kind of pets. But
how
also
they birds in there?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
With the cats, does that work?
Maybe so.
That could
Who
be a
knows?
Conflict of interest there.
Todd Pearson's also going to join us. He's a Charlotte firefighter. They've got a big thing at the Southern Women's Show that's going to be taking place August 23, 24, 25 at the Charlotte Convention Center. And when we had firefighter on tap, it made me think about the oldest public service announcement in U.S. history. Don Yeager, that is your trivia question. Dare you take a guess? The clue is firefighter, but the longest running public service announcement in U.S. history.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Ding! Way to pull it out. A campaign that began in 1944 featured Smokey the Bear, and the slogan says, Smokey says, care will prevent 9 out of 10 fires, forest fires. It quickly got changed to remember only you can prevent forest fires. But how about that, Don? Way back then. Now, the way this started was it was during World War II, so a lot of firefighting-aged men were off fighting in the war, so they brought forth this public service announcement to make the public aware of how they could help prevent forest fires, which later on became wildfires because of they had grass fires going on. It wasn't just forest burning down, but I didn't know this little tidbit of information, but there was a fire out in New Mexico, and one of the rangers rescued a little bear cub.
That's right. Burnt his paws, wrapped him up. He became Smokey.
He became Smokey, and he was moved to Washington, D.C., to the National Zoo, where he lived for 26 years. Now, during that time, he received millions of visitors and so many letters addressed to him specifically, Smokey the Bear, that they gave him, the United States Postal Service, gave him his own zip code. And that zip code, they say, is still
in
use.
Wonder what the zip code is.
I don't know.
Zip code for Smokey the Bear. That's our homework for the week.
I'll have to look that up.
0001.
It may be. But anyway, I found that of interest anyway. Fittingly, because we're going to talk to a firefighter later on in the program.
Does Santa Claus have his own zip code?
Ooh, things we're going to have to look up
yes, sir.
For other segments
there
of the Carolina
things,
Outdoors.
Things we need to know.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break and bring it all back. You're listening to the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.